This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday that he would see nothing wrong in accepting damaging information on a U.S. political opponent if a foreign government offered it to his re-election campaign. In an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, Mr. Trump said he would not necessarily call the FBI if a foreign power offered him information on an opponent.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI if I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with oppo research, right, they come up with oppo research, oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it.
Mr. Trump said that he disagreed with FBI Director Christopher Wray, who told Congress last month that political campaigns should contact the agency about any suspicious communications from a foreign government. Mr. Trump compared damaging information on an opponent supplied by a foreign government to opposition research conducted by all political campaigns. A House committee has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
We have 24 yeas and 15 noes.
With that, the House Oversight Committee sent a measure to the full House asking that Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross be held in contempt of Congress
for defying duly authorized subpoenas
for documents related to the decision to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Democrats fear the question will reduce participation in immigrant-heavy communities and undercount minority voters. The White House asserted executive privilege on the matter earlier in the day, saying the administration has engaged in good-faith efforts to satisfy the committee's oversight needs after turning over more than 17,000 pages of documents. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump said Wednesday that he would send 1,000 more U.S. service members to Poland as part of his broadening security and economic alliance. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's been praising Poland for meeting NATO commitments by boosting its defense spending. At a joint news conference with his Polish counterpart, he announced American forces will move there from elsewhere in Europe.
About 1,000 American troops.
And that the Polish government will pay for supporting them. He's also touting Poland's purchase of more than 30 F-35 Joint Strike Fighters, with a single jet flying over the White House today to mark the sale. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hong Kong authorities were shutting government offices in the city's financial district for the rest of the week after a day of violence over an extradition bill that would send people to mainland China for trial. Early Thursday, just a handful of protesters remained milling about as widespread cleanup around the city's legislature took place. Police fired rubber bullets, tear gas, and pepper spray in a series of skirmishes Wednesday to clear demonstrators from the city's legislature. It was some of the worst violence in Hong Kong since Britain handed it back to Chinese rule in 1997. The Hong Kong Hospital Authority said 72 people had been hospitalized by 10 p.m. Wednesday. Police in the Dominican Republic say more people than first thought were involved in the shooting of former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Five people have been detained. Chief Prosecutor Jean-Alain Rodriguez says the alleged shooter has been identified as Rolfi Ferrari, a.k.a. Sandy. Witnesses say the shooting at a Santo Domingo bar was carried out by two men on a motorcycle and two other groups of people in cars. Police say the coordinator of the attack was offered about $7,800 to carry out the shooting, and the alleged coordinator was among the suspects in custody. Rodriguez did not talk about a motive. Meantime, David Ortiz's wife says the man known as Big Poppy is in guarded condition at a Boston hospital. I'm Ed Donahue.
A former Stanford University sailing coach avoided prison Wednesday in the first sentencing to result from the U.S. college admissions scandal. After admitting he took bribes to help children of wealthy parents gain admission to the school, U.S. District Judge in Boston sentenced John Vandermeer to 6 months of home confinement. Prosecutors wanted him to serve 13 months of jail. He is the first person sentenced in the scandal that involved millions of dollars in bribes paid to college coaches at prestigious colleges to get wealthy students enrolled. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.